ואכלת וסבת וברכת את השם אלוקיך על הארץ הטובה אשר נתן לך. And you shall eat, and you shall be satisfied, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, Episode 15, Five Kernels of Corn and the Birkat HaMazon. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
In her wonderful History of Thanksgiving, writer Melanie Kirkpatrick tells us about a predecessor in America to this celebration, a New England harvest festival known as Forefathers' Day. Perhaps the most famous Forefathers' Day occurred in 1820. In Plymouth, Massachusetts, a celebration where the highlight was an address by Daniel Webster. But, as Kirkpatrick tells us, as the oration was concluded and everyone headed to the table for feasting, they found placed upon the beautiful settings a very sparse and seemingly surprising morsel. Kirkpatrick writes, "The tradition got its start in 1820 on Forefathers' Day. The occasion was the dinner that followed Daniel Webster's celebrated oration on the Pilgrims on the bicentennial of their arrival in Plymouth. In his speech, Webster reminded his listeners that we are, quote, not mere insulated beings without relation to the past or the future, end quote. We must leave for future generations, quote, some proof that we hold the blessings transmitted from our fathers in just estimation." Kirkpatrick continues, "Among the blessings he listed was a desire to promote everything that may, quote, improve the hearts of men, end quote. A category that would surely include Thanksgiving. At this grand dinner held at Plymouth's imposing new courthouse, which was still under construction at the time, and served on commemorative china that had been commissioned from a kiln in Staffordshire, England, the five kernels of corn were humble reminders of the reason for the anniversary." End quote. In other words, sitting there on the china were five parched pieces of corn. And this, as Kirkpatrick further tells us, was meant to remind the celebrants of a legend that originally the pilgrims had made do day by day with five kernels of corn and were nevertheless grateful for what they had. Though historically, as Kirkpatrick tells us, there is no real evidence that this occurred. Nevertheless, the tradition of five kernels of corn is meant to remind us of the obligation of gratitude for what we have, especially if it is more than five kernels of corn. This tradition persisted, and evidence of it can be found from a poem in 1898 written by Hezekiah Butterworth. The poem begins with describing the story of the pilgrims and their pieces of corn. "'Twas the year of the famine in Plymouth of old. The ice and the snow from the thatched roofs had rolled. Through the warm purple sky stared the geese o'er the seas, and the woodpeckers tapped in the clocks of the trees, and the boughs on the slopes to the south winds lay bare, and dreaming of summer the buds swelled in the air. The pale pilgrims welcomed each reddened morn. There were left but for rations five kernels of corn. Five kernels of corn, five kernels of corn. But to Bradford a feast were five kernels of corn." So the poem begins, and the reference here is to William Bradford, governor of Plymouth Colony, who, as the poet tells us, goes on to instruct all to feel gratitude for what they have. "For thanks to these five kernels of corn, they will not starve." The poem goes on. "Five kernels of corn, five kernels of corn, ye people be glad for five kernels of corn. So Bradford cried out on bleak Burial Hill, and the thin women stood in their doors white and still. Lo, the harbor of Plymouth rolls bright in the spring. The maples grow red and the wood robins sing. The west wind is blowing and fading the snow, and pleasant pines sing and arbutuses blow. Five kernels of corn, five kernels of corn, to each one be given five kernels of corn." So according to the poem, Bradford instructs and tells the people to hold strong because, as I mentioned, the maples go red and the wood robins sing, meaning that spring is on the way if they just hold out. And the poem concludes with the following. "The ravens gift eat and be humble and pray. A new light is breaking and truth leads your way. One taper a thousand shall kindle rejoice that to you has been given the wilderness voice. O Bradford of Austerfield, daring the wave and safe through the sounding blast leading the brave. Of deeds such as thine was the free nation born, and the festal world sings the five kernels of corn. Five kernels of corn, five kernels of corn. The nation gives thanks for five kernels of corn. To the Thanksgiving feast, bring five kernels of corn." So the poem concludes, and the opening of the last stanza, "The ravens gift eat and be humble and pray," is, I believe, a reference to the story of Elijah, who, fleeing in the Book of Kings from the wicked monarch Ahab, is miraculously sustained in the desert by food brought to him by ravens. The point of the poem here is that whatever we have is also an example of God's grace and God's gift, just as the miraculous salvation of Elijah reflected divine benevolence. It is with this in mind that we may ponder our mitzvah for the day, Birkat HaMazon, the blessing after the meal, which is derived from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10, in Hebrew, V'achalta v'savata uverachta et Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz ha'tova asher natan lach. And you shall eat, and you shall be satisfied, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. The point of the obligation is to obligate Israelites to express gratitude for the gifts of the crops of the Holy Land into which they are about to enter. As explained by the Talmud, this verse obligates all of us, at all times, everywhere, to bless God after we have eaten bread and been satisfied by it. While the complex liturgy of the Birkat HaMazon as we have it today is worthy of a series of podcasts in itself, a rabbinic expansion of the mitzvah is noteworthy in the context of Thanksgiving. As I read the poem Five Kernels of Corn and its reminder to be grateful for even the smallest of gifts, I was reminded of a remarkable passage in the Talmud. God is depicted by the Talmud as lovingly describing the gratitude expressed to him by his people, his covenant people, the Jewish people. In the verse given by God in Deuteronomy, the obligation of expression of gratitude extends only where enough has been eaten to achieve satisfaction. V'achalta v'savata uverachta, and you shall eat and be satisfied, and then you shall bless. But the rabbis extended the obligation to recite the blessing after the meal, even if an olive-sized piece of bread has been consumed. Centuries upon centuries ago, the Talmud was expressing the obligation of gratitude even for the seemingly smallest of gifts, teaching us to be thankful, drawing on the mitzvah of the Birkat HaMazon hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before the composition and the tradition of Five Kernels of Corn. Kirkpatrick concludes her wonderful book by suggesting that America adopt again on Thanksgiving Day the tradition of Five Kernels of Corn. One can imagine it, arriving at the Thanksgiving table, seeing the beautiful settings and five kernels of corn on each plate. Only after gratitude is expressed even for that can the turkey and all the trimmings be brought out. Gratitude for the smallest of things is the way of cultivating a life of meaning. This past week we read of the birth of Judah, Yehuda, whose name means thank God. Leah, painfully experiencing a lack of love from her husband, knowing that she is not favored, nevertheless looks upon the fourth child that has been born to her and expresses gratefulness for the new life and the blessing that has been bestowed. Hapam Ode et Hashem, she says, now I will thank God, and she names him Judah, Yehuda, thereby creating the name that today all Jews bear, Yehudim. To be a Jew is to be grateful, grateful for our story, and grateful for God's gifts. And in an age and a culture that could use more gratitude, in an age where we would do well to remember the lesson of the olive-sized bit of bread, the earlier Jewish version of the lesson of five kernels of corn, the simple mitzvah of Birkat HaMazon is a help, a great help, to embracing a life well lived. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.